For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Yo! What's happening? Welcome back. We got another episode of the Degenerate Derek Podcast. Week 9 recap show, if you will. I don't know what to call it, but I am here. Didn't have a great week. Didn't have a bad week, though. And the more that I'm reading on just how everybody did this weekend, apparently I was one of the only ones that was able to get a profit from this weekend's games. A lot of people had a lot of trouble. I didn't do that great, but I had a winning week. And I was able also shout out Titans. Made a little profit this week, and so I went ahead and threw that on the Titans money line last night. Big winner for me. Shout out to them. So they turned a little profit into a decent little chunk of profit. So shout out to them for that one. No, they weren't on my board that I gave out on the show. I'm not counting them towards my record. I'm just saying, you know, personally, it wasn't a bad week. I didn't have as much trouble seeing the board as some other people did. Apparently Vegas cleaned up. Which I can see why, because there was obviously Cowboys losing when they were 10-point favorites, the Bills losing when they were a gabillion-point favorites. There was just a lot of upsets. Falcons winning. What else was there? Who else lost that were, you know, the elite going into this week? Not the Cardinals. The Rams, obviously. But the Rams, to be fair to them, they played a really good Titans team. So, you know, I've been at odds with some Rams fans this season, especially the past few weeks, but I'm not going to totally dump on them because their loss wasn't as bad as the Cowboys' loss was. And I'm also not going to go, like, you know, full-on meltdown over the Cowboys' loss. I don't think it was as big of a deal as others do, but I'll get into that here shortly. Got to give a shout-out. Official sponsor, Degenerate Derek Podcast, Isla Street Brewing. They are a local brewery here in San Antonio where my home base is. Shout out to JD, his brother. They run the place. I know them. Good people. Follow them on Instagram, Isla, ISSLA Street Brewing. Check out their website. They got great craft beer if you're into that. So let's go ahead and do my recap first. I'll do recap me and Hal. Hal was my Wendy's Pick'em contest contestant. I'll recap our games real quick. Then I got a bunch of messages. Shout out to you in the messages. If you are interacting with me about this podcast, I really do appreciate it. You guys have kind of turned into my co-host a little bit, if you will. You made it very easy to do content, and I appreciate you for that. So I'll get into that, and then I will preview Monday Night Football, where I think I'm gonna get down on Monday Night Football. I don't do that often, at least not on this pod. I think because I've had a full weekend of betting and I'm just kind of like exhausted from it and I don't want to stress, but I kind of feel good about tonight's game and I think I'm going to take a shot. But first, let me recap how I did this weekend, okay?
Number 5.
All right, my fifth pick was the Texans +7. Not a lot to say there. I thought Tyrod Taylor would show up a little bit better than he did, and he just did not. He couldn't get that offense going. Credit to the Dolphins defense, even losing Tua. And they had to bring in Jacoby Brissett, but they were able to do enough to not only win, but cover the 7 points, which was a lot. I thought that was too big of a number for the Dolphins, but Vegas knows more than I do because that game landed on 8 when they were 7-point favorites. So they were, you know, right in the wheelhouse. But again, not a lot to say about that game. It was just a loser for me. All right, moving on.
Number 4.
Giants +3 against the Raiders. I just like this spot. I like the Raiders. I think the Raiders have a good team. Like I said when I was picking this game, that I just think it was a lot for you to keep asking for a team to overcome all the stuff that they have between John Gruden and then Henry Ruggs, and yada, the list goes on and on. So that's why I like the Giants. I like them in that spot at home +3, and they win the game outright. So that was a winner for me.
Number 3.
I had the Falcons +6.5. Felt really good about this pick. I had no clue why the Saints were almost a touchdown and an extra point. favorites over the Falcons, their division rival. The Falcons were scrappy. Yeah, they've lost some dumbass games this year, but they have been in almost every game they've played. So it wasn't like the Falcons totally sucked. And they win that game outright. Not only do they cover, but they win the game. They take down the Saints, just like I thought they would. I called that. I called that game to a T on Friday. Hopefully you got on them Falcons with me.
Number two.
This was a bad loser for me. Even though I got in on the best number, I got 49ers plus one. And then as the game got, you know, it was closer to kickoff, you found out Kyler Murray wasn't playing. You found out DeAndre Hopkins wasn't playing. And that game went all the way up to like 49ers minus 4.5. So if you think about it, I got the 49ers at plus one. And then they were bet all the way up to almost 5-point favorites. So I thought this game was golden. I was going to roll this game. Well, nope. 49ers get absolutely fucking blitzed. Cardinals were not fucking around. Credit. All the credit in the world goes to the Cardinals. That is a good, good football team. They beat down on the 49ers 31-17. And that was probably my toughest loss. That one was hard for me to deal with just because, again, I got such a good number and I definitely should have won that game. But, you know, Cardinals were just a better team, even with Colt McCoy at the quarterback position over Kyler Murray. Crazy. Crazy I lost that one.
Number one.
Chargers, minus 1.5. They were my number one pick. Anybody who talked to me over the weekend that asked me who I was betting on, I told them if I give you one game, it's Chargers. And boy, was this one a sweat. I thought I was going to lose this one. One stat that I overlooked when I went to bet on this game was that the Eagles had not won a home game yet this year. And so it's kind of like when you have a team like the Eagles that they're not the best, they're not, you know, they're just kind of having a whatever season. Not the greatest, but they're not the Lions is what I'm saying. Like they're not an 0-16, 0-7, whatever team. They're not an 0-17 team. And so you think by like week 9, if they haven't got a home win yet, they're going to get up and try to get this home win under their belt. And they just didn't get it done. Thank God Chargers were able to sneak one out. Last second field goal, they win the game 27-24. So my Chargers came through minus 1.5. So that makes a 3-2 week for me. Again, not that great. But I'm just saying there's something to, especially on a week where everybody else seemed to have lost and had a bad week. I did not. I weathered the storm. I even pulled out a profit from the storm, and I kept my head above water with another winning week. I'm now 26-19 on the year. I'm 7 games clear of 500. I'm picking at almost 58%, which is really close to, I've said all year, my goal is if I can get above 60%, awesome. Awesome, awesome. And I am on my way there. And I really think that I'm going to hit it because I think that I'm seeing the teams well. I think I'm seeing the games well, and I think I'm going to have a great second half of the year. I've already had a good first half, you know. Not the craziest, best first half of all time, but, you know, a pretty solid one. I've made a pretty solid profit so far this year, so I'm happy with where I'm at. Shout out to my boy Hal, though. Hal was my Wendy's Pick'em contestant, whatever you want to call it. He went 1-4. You know, I'm not going to bury him about it. He just, the only game that he won the day of the day was the Pats minus 3.5 against the Panthers. Easy winner for him. The rest were just absolute blowout losers. Not really, but Ravens minus 6. They win that game by 3. He doesn't cover. Bengals got blown out by the Browns. Completely the shit kicked out of them. Raiders minus 3. That was a loser. And then obviously the Cowboys minus 10 was a loser against the Broncos. So Hal went 1-4. That brings the Wendy's overall record to 21-19. Yikes. The reason I say yikes is just because 2 weeks ago, they were 19 and imagine that. They were 2 weeks ago, they were 19-11, which was an incredible record that they had accumulated together as a team. And now, in 2 short weeks, they have went from 19-11 to 21-19. Back-to-back 1-4 weeks. Not good. The good news for you, though, is that Hal did not win. So his money goes back into the pot. I actually got a couple extra gift cards. So I'm bumping this week up. It was going to be $75. I'm going to double it. So this week, if you win, it'll be $150 in Visa gift cards, which will be, you know, nice little thing for the holidays. And they're in $25 increments is what the gift cards are. So, you know, maybe you can, like, if you want, you can give them out to different people for Christmas, whatever the fuck you want to do with it. I don't care. But, yeah. Shout out to Wendy's for that. It's up to $150 though this week. So good luck to you. Again, if you want to get in on that contest, message me. Instagram, BMS_Derek. Same on Twitter. If you don't have social, reach out to me by email, Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at kissrocks.com. Okay? All right, that's my recap, okay, from week 9 in the NFL. I'm going to give you a Monday night pick here in just a minute. First, I'm going to go over some messages. Again, shout out to you if you're messaging me or interacting. You guys have kind of turned into my co-host, and I appreciate you guys very much. First message, Derek, let's get controversial, okay? Thoughts on Aaron Rodgers. Oh, God. If I'm being honest, bro, I just don't give a shit. Honestly, because I don't have any affiliation. I don't care about the Packers, and I don't care what his stance is or what he does with his life. Like, that is, you know, I know a lot of people have very strong opinions on it. I actually don't. I'm not trying to avoid controversy either. I just don't care. Like, the man can do whatever he wants to do with his life. Like, it's crazy to me for people to be like so shocked by a guy that, you know, if he's kind of weary about a vaccine and like this new thing where you have to be vaccinated. I mean, you got to realize, like, we've never went through this before. I know you have to get a vaccine as a kid, but, and I'm vaccinated, so I'm not like an anti-vax guy. I don't really harp on the people that, you know, I don't know what his stance is, because I don't know if he's even really said it, but really, truly, I'm not trying to avoid controversy. I just don't care. I just don't. And that's just being honest with you. Okay? All right. Great message, though. I appreciate you trying to get me in the mud. I'm not trying to avoid the mud. I'm not going to get into the mud about something that I'm not passionate about, is basically what it is. I'm not going to say some crazy shit over something that I just don't really care if he does or he doesn't. It's up to him. Next message, which I feel like some people will find that statement controversial, like, whatever. Next message. What is your true unbiased opinion on the Cowboys? Clearly, they just got exposed and are in big trouble. I just completely disagree. I think I've been watching the NFL for so long, and you see shit like this every year where good teams will lose a dumb game like this where they just never showed up. They didn't have the juice. They couldn't get it going. And it's, I don't know. People, every time this happens, though, people overreact. And that's to any team. Any team. Anytime people think a team is good and then they lose one game and then it's like, oh, wow, that team sucks. No, they don't. They don't suck. They just had a bad week. They didn't come with the juice. They didn't come with the energy. And they needed it. They needed it to get whooped like that. And I'm glad that they did. I bet it doesn't happen next week against the Falcons. If it happens next week against the Falcons, then we're in trouble. Obviously. But it's not going to. Cowboys are going to beat the dog shit out of the Falcons. Dog shit. Because they're pissed off today because they got embarrassed yesterday. I don't know. I just think that things like this, it's not college where, you know, when you lose, it's like, oh, God, are you not going to be in the national championship now? No, this is the NFL. Any given Sunday. Jacksonville just beat Buffalo. You guys cannot tell me that you saw that coming. The Titans just beat the shit out of the Rams. I know people are like, well, the Titans are good. Yeah, they are. But the Titans were also 7-point underdogs, which is not, you know, the sign of a team that people think it's very close. I mean, that's a big number in the NFL when you're 7-point favorites. That means that you are clearly head and shoulders better than the team you're about to play. And nobody's overreacting to that. Everybody's just overreacting because it's the Dallas Cowboys, and that's what they love to do. So my true, unbiased opinion, actually, I can't have an unbiased opinion. It's going to be biased because I'm a Cowboys fan, and I just see the game differently. I see the team differently. And I think that this team is so good, even with that loss. They're so good. The Broncos, it was just their day. They came in. They were fired up. They were ready to play, and the Cowboys weren't, and the Cowboys got their ass beat. And I'm telling you, it's a good thing. It really is. Believe me, don't believe me, whatever. I've been watching the NFL. I've been betting on the NFL for so long that I just see this differently than most people do. I don't overreact to a week one thing. I just don't. Not a week one thing, but one game. You'll never see me be like, okay, I'm cashing all my chips in on this. I'll never do that, ever. It's dumb if you do, in my opinion. because this happens every year. And people can act like it doesn't, but it does. Happens every year to good teams. They lose a stupid-ass game that they shouldn't lose. How many dumb games did Tampa lose last year? And then they got it together. They turned it on. They had their bye week, and then they didn't lose again. All right? That's how the NFL goes. Next message. I've seen you going back and forth with a lot of people on Twitter lately. Why don't you just block them? Well, a couple things. One, I'm not going to block them because it's not serious. I actually like the people that I go back and forth with. There's no real animosity. It's just a difference of opinion about football or like betting or whatever it is. We just see it differently. It's not a big deal. It's not personal. So I'm not going to block them over that. I only block people that, you know, if you say something like about my kid or something like that, like then, because I just want to beat your ass, but instead I just got to block you. Because the last person that said something about like my chick or something like that, I, you know, sent him a crazy fucking message about, you know, just, that's just a line you don't cross with me. And then what does he do? He messages my boss. But that happened, that was years ago. That was the last time that I got crazy like that. But yeah, I'm not going to block him because it's not that serious. I actually like the guys that, you know, usually I'm going back and forth with. It's entertaining. I like people that have, you know, they're not afraid to have an opinion one way or the other, whether it's against me, with me, whatever. It's so yeah, I'm not going to block them. But yeah, I have been going back and forth a little bit. I used to do it a lot, and then it just kind of became exhausting, and I would say some crazy shit that, you know, kind of cost me in certain ways as far as like advertisers and things like that, because they would go look at my social media and they would kind of see me just like kind of losing my shit sometimes. So I've tried to tone that down a little bit. Not that I'm trying to be like PC or trying to be this, you know, I'm just also not trying to hurt myself like financially and take opportunities away from me because I will say some crazy shit on there. But yeah, it's not that, it's not, I don't want to block the, I go one step further. I don't block them. I actually follow a lot of these people that, if you interact with me on Twitter or on Instagram or stuff like that, I'm usually going to follow you. So it's no, there's no bad blood there. Next message. Bro, you're honestly pretty fucking solid at picking games. I think you just have a lot of listeners who are new to this and don't realize that you're solid as fuck. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I think you're right. I think, you know, people see my record or something like that or the games I'm betting on. They're like, oh, this guy's not very good. But when in reality, they just don't understand betting on the NFL or margins or, you know, how people don't actually, they're not going to give out five games they're betting on a week and they're going to finish the year picking 75%. It's just not going to happen. If I can get to 60%, that's unbelievable. I do think there's a lot of new people, and I like that. I like there's a lot of new people that are interested in betting. And over time, they'll realize that I'm actually, you know, not bad at this at all. All right? I'm not a schmuck. I don't suck ass. But I do appreciate it. Very kind of you. And I totally agree. I'm pretty fucking good at this. Next message. You only pick people in the contest you know you can beat. True or false? Absolutely false. That is 100% a random draw that I do. And I've lost, like I'm 5-3, so it's not like I've just beat them every week. Just the past 2 weeks, the contestants have sucked. But the week before that, the guy David, my boy who's a science teacher, went 4-1, kicked my ass. So no, I don't just pick people that I know. I don't even know who I'm gonna pick. It literally is random. I promise you, it's random. I in no way am trying to get over on people on this. By the end of the season, every gift card that I have will be given away to somebody or several people. So I'm not, what do I get by getting over on people? No. I was impressed that they were like 19-11 a couple weeks ago. It's completely random. So if you haven't, I guess what you're alluding to is that you haven't been picked yet. And if you haven't been picked yet, I'm sorry. I do have way more contestants than there are weeks left in the NFL season, but there's still a chance I could pick you. There's still several chances. All right, so just hang in there, pal. You might get your shot. Next message. Who's the best team in the NFL? And don't say the Cowboys. Well, that's, if I think the Cowboys are the best, and maybe I don't, okay? A couple weeks ago, did I? And I still think, I don't know a lot of teams that are better than the Cowboys. I'll say that. All the teams that you would think are better than the Cowboys lost. Bills lost. Rams lost. Packers lost. I guess you'd have to say, you'd have to give it to Arizona if you're going to say who right now is the best team in the NFL. And luckily for me, as a Cowboys fan, the Cowboys will get to play Arizona this year. So we'll get to settle that. But as of right now, after week 9, you have to give it to Arizona. That was a big win they had against a division rival, and they had a backup quarterback, and they're 8-1, aren't they? Or 7-1, or I don't know. I know they've only lost one game. So you would have to say it's Arizona. But I think the Cowboys are, I think the Cowboys can beat Arizona. So I would say, you're not going to get me off the fact that I think the Cowboys could beat any team. You're just not. I've seen them play. I know what they're capable of doing. They had a bad week. That's it. They had a bad week, guys. People are acting like the Cowboys are dead. Give me a break. This is the NFL. This happens. This happens all the time. People are going to act like good teams don't lose every year in the regular season. Some dumbass game. Is this your first year ever watching? The Bills just lost to the fucking Jags. Give me a fucking break. God damn. All right, next message. How come you don't ever interview any professionals? Like, you should have them come on. Well, I wanted to do this. Okay, so here's a backstory on this. I have one professional that finally came on, and I did the interview, and I listened back, and it was literally the most boring thing that I've ever heard, because we just have two different philosophies on doing podcasts or doing content. A lot of professionals are very, like, numbers-based, and they're going to give you math. And that's fine. I actually listened to a couple podcasts that are kind of like that, just because I'm interested in that angle of gambling. But that's not how my podcast works, and it just was such a mismatch that I never aired it because it just literally did not make sense. Other handicappers that I've had asked to come on that I thought would have a little bit of energy and, you know, might be kind of entertaining, they have stayed away, and they have referenced things that I've posted, things that I've said, language, and, you know, just kind of how brash my personality is. So they've kind of shied away from me on that. So, you know, it is what it is. And I just haven't tried again to get anybody on because I don't know. I don't care. I kind of like doing it. I don't really like doing it by myself, but I also don't really like phone interviews. In, you know, my perfect world, I'd have Daniel in here. He was probably my favorite co-host just because he's such an idiot. And I love him. But, you know, obviously that doesn't work out because he has a job now and yada, yada, yada. So I don't know. I want to get other people in here on the pod with me. I don't really like doing it by myself. And I think it could be so much better if I did have, like, an actual co-host. Maybe I'll do, like, a search, right? Maybe somebody listening to this can be my co-host in the very near future, huh? That might be kind of cool. Maybe have some tryouts for that. Ooh, that's an idea. That is an idea. But you just got to have a personality. You got to have an opinion. You got to not be afraid to say what you feel, whether you're right or wrong. Too many people, I think, they want to cover their asses and not be, you know, you got to be not be afraid to be incorrect, okay? That's the thing. So, I don't know. I'm going to work on it. I do want somebody else in here. I do think the pod could be literally 100 times better if I had somebody in here to shoot the shit with, and I will work on that. But, yeah, that's why I don't really do a whole lot of phone interviews. One, because I think they suck. Two, I can't get quite the people that I want to get, and the people that I can get are fucking boring as shit. So, you know, I'm kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place on that one. But that's it for the messages. Wonderful messages this week. Remember, you can always reach out to me. Questions, comments, things you want to, you know, call me out on, give me kudos on, say I suck, whatever it is. Twitter, Instagram, email. I check all those regularly, so don't be afraid. Reach out to me on that one. Real quick before I get out of here, little Monday Night Football. I'm going to bet on the Bears tonight. I just don't think that the Steelers, it's nothing against them. It's just like that number to me. I've been betting on the NFL for a long time, right? A long time. I really have. 10 plus years I've been gambling on these games. And to me, when you're a 7-point favorite in the NFL, that to me has always stood for you are a much better team than your opponent. And now, I don't think the Bears are that good, but neither are the Steelers. All right? The Steelers aren't that good. They're, you know, doing a little better than what you thought, but they do not have a passing game at all. They win by defense. And so, I think it's way more likely that the Steelers win this game by 3, 4, 5, 6 points maybe. I don't think they win by more than 7. I don't think they clobber the Bears in any way. I love the Bears plus 7 tonight. I'm going to get down, you know, a pretty decent-sized bet on them. So maybe I might even sprinkle a little on the Bears' money line. Not too much, though, because I do think the Steelers win this game. But I think the Bears keep it close. I think they keep it within 7 for sure. So I will be betting on the Bears. It does not go against my record because I've already done the 5 games. So, you know, take it, whatever you want to do with it. All right? But it's not going to go... It would fuck up my overall. I like the 5 games. It's like a clean thing every week. So I'm just letting you know who I am betting on personally tonight. Bears plus 7. That is my pick, okay? I hope you guys have a great week. I'll be back Friday with our Week 10 Pick'em show, okay? All right, I'm out of here. You guys have a great day.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to fucking podcast and get help. Seriously, The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.